Welcome to Conversations About Leading in Truth. I am your host, Tanya Peluso, the CEO of Tribal Truth, an organization that brings women together to connect with their truth, build sisterhood, and create partnership with men. Tribal Truth has impacted thousands of people's lives around the world through live and virtual events since 2010. What I am most passionate about is empowering and inspiring people to step into their leadership and speak their truth. When I say leadership, I mean leading your own life. You are the creator of your destiny. The quality of your life depends on the integration of your mind, body, and spirit. What that means is you discovering the truth and essence of who you are as a spiritual being in a human body and carrying out your unique and special mission of why you were brought to this planet right here, right now. And what I'm clear about is we've got work to do. And by work, I don't mean staying busy doing mindless activities and jobs. I mean doing the work to peel the layers of the onion off of each and every one of us so we each reveal the truth of who we are. And we cannot do this alone. It's time to come together to support one another, to create real community, real tribe where we celebrate one another's greatness. We help each other be our greatest potential. My vision with this show is to bring embodied leaders who are the real deal to share their truth with you. I am asking them to get raw and real about their struggles, their successes, and what is required for us to make a global shift right now together. My intention is for you to leave inspired to keep on your path of self-realization and personal growth, for you to hear other people be authentic and vulnerable so you know that you are not alone. Today, we're going to talk about vulnerability. And what I've found in my leadership journey of leading my own life and learning how to lead a tribe of women, that this piece, vulnerability, has really allowed me to access my truth. And so what we're going to be talking about today is taking off the mask, like really allowing yourself to be seen. And vulnerability, like sharing those things that you don't want to share, sharing the shame, sharing the secrets that you don't want anyone to know. When you actually share those things, it really is amazing what happens. So today with me, who I'm going to be having this conversation with, is three of my absolute favorite soul sisters. We have Claire Brummel, who's in London. We have Jess Libby, who's up in the Berkeley area, in the Bay Area, and we have Johanna Lyman in Massachusetts. And these three women have been tribe leaders for Tribal Truth, and there's something very special about these women. I'm going to have them each introduce themselves, and then we're going to dive into the conversation, but I just want to give you a context of why this particular group of women is going to be talking about vulnerability. We used to have these tribe leader calls every week, and I would get on these calls and be very, very masculine. It was like goals and numbers and let's, you know, cut through the BS and let's get to the point. And everyone felt really disconnected from me. And then one day, I was in a complete meltdown, and the only thing that I could do when I showed up on that call was to be vulnerable. And I cried and I said, you know, ladies, I can't really lead today and here's what I'm at. And I think it was Claire who spoke up first and just said, wow, I feel so connected to you right now. And I'm like, really? And it really created a space for everyone to start being vulnerable with one another. And we were able to actually talk about what was really going on. And then we got to go so deep and really connect with one another. And so it's through my connection with these three amazing leaders that I actually got to really learn what it means to be vulnerable and to use that as one of my greatest strengths. So I'm going to have them each introduce themselves and just tell you a little bit about themselves and their, you know, whatever else is just coming to them to share with you. So, Claire, you want to introduce yourself first?
Hi, everybody. I'm Claire Brummel. I'm the founder of FeminineFirst.com, and I am an international coach and mentor on femininity, masculinity, dating, and relationships. And so vulnerability is a really, really juicy subject for me because being vulnerable in any relationship is really something I've learned to be a key strength, no matter whether it's an intimate relationship, whether it's a business relationship, whether it's a friendship. It just opens up a whole world that you couldn't possibly imagine without it. And just what I want to share about Tanya was when you were saying about that story was interesting. You said, oh, I'm not in a space to lead. And that was the leading. That was you leading by being vulnerable. And it led, it paved the way for the rest of us to jump into that space with you. So I'm really excited to be here today.
And thank you for making that distinction, and that is exactly what we'll be talking about is the different type of leadership. This is what we mean by leading in truth. So thanks, Claire. Miss Jess, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. I'm Jessica Libby. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the founder of Bashful to Bold. And I think we have a little echo going on. I don't know if that's Claire, if you want to go on mute. I have, vulnerability has been the thing, the doorway, like the access point for me on my journey, and it's one of the core things in my business, and going from bashful to bold, and I support women in accessing their own vulnerability so that they can then claim their power. Because what I've found for myself, and a lot of it has been in experiencing it with you ladies, is the more that I'm able to share more of myself and share more of my vulnerability, the more I claim, actually feel more powerful. And so I completely believe in the fact that vulnerability is one of the greatest strengths, because it is this access point to so much more.
Beautiful. And I know that it's been a huge thing for you around going from bashful to bold, which is your brand, and really teaching other women how to be vulnerable and how to really embrace their spirit and embrace, you know, what's inside of them. So it's so great to be on this journey with you, Jess. And Johanna.
Hello, everyone. I'm Johanna Lyman, and I am the founder of a coaching practice called MySacredYes.com, where I lead visionary women deep, deep into the darkness and pull them out the other side. I don't pull them, they emerge out the other side fully accessing all of their gifts to make the world a better place. And I'm also the creator-producer of a live theater performance called Opening Pandora's Box, Stories of Truth and Hope, which had its birth in Tribal Truth. And so this is a theater performance. The first one happened in September in the San Jose area. Next one will be this spring in Massachusetts, and I've gathered amazing women to tell their stories of how horrible things happened to them or things that they did that caused them tremendous shame. And now the work they're doing in the world would not have been possible without those difficult experiences. So that's my work in the world. And I'll just add this one other thing. Last August, when we all met, when I joined Tribal Truth, I thought I had a handle on vulnerability. I have always been an open book. I've been, worn my heart on my sleeve forever. And this journey with these three other amazing women, and specifically with Miss Bashful over there, calling me out on my shit.
I remember that day. We were sitting outside in Palo Alto.
Yeah, right. It was the first time that we had met in person. And Jessica said, Johanna, like, great, you've got all this wisdom and that's nice, but, like, aren't you ever curled up in a ball on your bed crying? And she made me realize that I had this mask, the mask of the expert, which I wore really comfortably because I am very smart, I am well-versed, I'm old, so I know a lot of stuff. But I was wearing that mask to keep me at a bit of a distance. However, most people would have thought that I was pretty real, pretty authentic, and pretty vulnerable, which I was, but there was this other deeper level that I've been able to access directly as a result of hanging out with these beautiful women. So thank you.
Thanks, Johanna. And I think you, I think that's where I like to go first, is this distinction of what is vulnerability, and specifically around, yeah, you can be real and authentic, and then there's something that's completely different with vulnerability. And that sometimes we wear the almost the authentic mask. So let's kind of go in this inquiry, and if you guys have any comments about what is that distinction between that authenticity and vulnerability, or anything that, you know, is coming to any of you right now on that.
I'll jump in. I like the way you're putting that, and I think in thinking about it, I think a lot of people, like Johanna, kind of like you were saying, a lot of people think I'm being authentic, like I'm relaxed, I'm being open with you, I'm sharing myself with you, and I think the way I see it, the distinction is that it's to a point. Like, it's to the point that you're comfortable with sharing to this particular level of depth. And then there's this point, and everybody has a different point that's different for everybody. So I may be experiencing someone as what I think is authentic, but they're just sharing to the level that they are comfortable with. I think vulnerability, this is something that I think is fascinating, is that vulnerability is subjective. So what I might think you're being vulnerable. I might think you're sharing like this really deep thing about yourself, and for you it's super comfortable, and it actually isn't all that. It isn't getting into the uncomfortable vulnerability area. And I think that's where you kind of start to really access vulnerability, is when there's this like edginess, like you're kind of teetering, or maybe you're diving fully in to sharing kind of beneath the ground level or something that you're used to sharing from. And I think that's where it's almost like we can't fully control when we go in there. We can't fully control how we're going to show up or what's going to come out. And that's part of the vulnerability of it. And because there's going to be a lot of emotion that can come up. But that's where I see the difference, is that that's where like authenticity goes to a whole new level, when you kind of challenge yourself or open yourself up to embracing the level that you may not be completely comfortable with.
I love that. And you've made that distinction before, Jess, around that it's totally subjective and everyone has their edge of vulnerability. And what I'm really getting from what you're saying is it's almost like, where are you not willing to be seen? That's your vulnerability.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly. And that's like, for me, I was super comfortable sharing my process as I've healed over the years. Super comfortable sharing stuff that would be really edgy for other people. But I think the key discernment with vulnerability is that it is that place where we are afraid we will be disconnected or unloved. So whatever it is that we would do or say that would put us in danger of feeling disconnected or feeling unloved, feeling unseen or unheard, that's going to be that razor edge of vulnerability for all of us.
Mm-hmm. And actually, something that I wanted to add to that is that when I share about vulnerability, when I teach about vulnerability, one of the first steps of vulnerability is being vulnerable with yourself. I think a lot of people, they don't necessarily go to that depth within themselves. So that's where the authenticity and vulnerability come in again, because they may be being authentic with what they're consciously aware of, but when they can go to that next level of vulnerability for themselves, within themselves, it opens up a whole new level of authenticity to then share with other people. So it's about that kind of knowing where you're going to, the depths you're going to prepare to go to first, because then it opens up this whole new world for you to share with other people as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point, Claire. I have a 16-year-old daughter, and they have a new thing that they say here, and it's called noping. So where they go like, nope, 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 nope. That's not something I want to look at.
I love that.
Right. And so that's the thing. Like, if you're not willing to look at it within yourself, of course you can't be authentic and vulnerable with it. So it's a scary thing. Can we just put that out on the table?
Sometimes.
All right. Yeah. It is like the scariest, edgiest thing I have ever done. To open myself up in a place where I have absolutely no security that I will be seen, heard, loved, and accepted, which are like our basic human needs. And I'm committed to doing it anyways. That is really scary.
And awesome.
And so awesome. Magic happens. I think when we let ourselves go there, when we don't let ourselves go there, it's because we're afraid that we're going to be disconnected. But what happens instead is this much deeper connection. And Tanya, I know you've experienced this. I know we've all experienced it over and over again, that like when you finally take that step and you, as you know, we kind of call it leaning into vulnerability, like what happens in that place?
Yeah, I'd love to comment on that. All I've ever wanted is connection. That's why I created Tribal Truth. I created this tribe, I created this community, because I just wanted deeper connection, and I wanted that authenticity. And that was actually, I believe, the first theme that we ever started with was with authenticity. Mm-hmm. And yet, I'm realizing that I never... because I didn't experience it and I wasn't fulfilled in that, like, feeling connected, that's where I was coming from in creating this community. And it wasn't until this piece of leaning into vulnerability that I actually got to experience it for myself. And I really, and then it was a muscle, right, of like I had to continue to work on that. And I had to start to be present to when I was trying to hide myself or keep my mask up, right? And really thank God for you ladies leaning in with me. And so it was literally an embodied practice of vulnerability with our calls. That I was actually able to become comfortable with being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think vulnerability is not something that you can learn by reading a book. It has to be an embodied experience. Although I do want to give props to Dr. Brené Brown and her books that deal with shame and vulnerability. Her work is just so powerful. I'm super grateful for her putting that out there, which had to have been really scary and really vulnerable. But yeah, you've got to do it. You have to actually do it as an embodied experience. And I'm sorry, Claire, you were going to say something.
It fits perfectly with what you were going to say, which is no surprise, of course. But it's it loops back to what you were just saying about how scary it is to put yourself out and be vulnerable in a space where you have no safety and no kind of container set up for that vulnerability. But what I've certainly learned through the experiences that we've shared together and what I've then taken that on to do myself is that what's amazing is that having that trust having that faith to be vulnerable and go first actually creates the container for yourself and everybody else you're being vulnerable with. Because it's that, I mean, Tanya, when you first had that moment of that breakthrough of vulnerability, I don't think that anybody in that space felt safe to share at that level before you created that. You created the safe space by being vulnerable. And it's that interesting, like that chicken and egg thing. It's like, you don't feel safe until someone's been vulnerable, but they don't want to be vulnerable until they feel safe. And it's that whole thing of like actually just taking that first step into vulnerability creates this beautiful upward spiral, because the more you share, the more safe you feel, the more other people share, the more safe they feel. And it creates this, it's like an exponential curve of trust and safety and depth of connection that creates.
I love that. Jess, anything you want to add? I have something that I want to have us go to, but I want to make sure you're complete if you have anything you want to add to this part.
I'll just say, I've just been, in listening to you ladies talk, I've just been, it's why the four of us have gotten so deeply connected, is because we've taken that on as a real, like a real embodied practice, and someone kicked it off, Tanya, by taking that leap, and then we've just continued. Like, we've all just continued to lean in, and it's like there are no other three women that I would rather get on live camera and talk about vulnerability with. It's a little bit vulnerable to talk about some of this stuff, and we've created such a safe container because we've gone so deep together. That's why we have that, because we've been practicing it.
I really want to just go into what would be our most vulnerable edge right now. I mean, it's like, come on, ladies, like, let's bring it, right? Like, people want to see us get vulnerable. But before I go there, because I can share something of what's really feeling vulnerable for me right now. But I wanted to acknowledge what you were just saying, Jess, around, like, I know that you ladies have my back, and I know that this is a lifelong friendship because we've laid a foundation through this work, because we've gotten vulnerable with one another, and because we've created that safe space where anything can be told. I know if I say the most vulnerable thing, you're not going to leave me. And I think that's a huge thing, is people are so scared of completely revealing themselves in the fear of abandonment, that you will leave me. And so therefore, I'm not going to really show you what's really underneath and what's really going on for me, because I can't risk being left right now. And so I've been able to develop trust with all three of you by really leaning into some of the most difficult conversations I've ever had in my life. So acknowledgement to you amazing women.
Can I add one quick thing to that?
Yeah.
Is that I think abandonment is part of it, and fear of judgment is the other big part. So maybe you're not going to leave, but I'm going to feel judged in the most painful place inside of me. And that's been part of, I think, what's also for people who want to create this kind of thing, it is so utterly important, if you want to be able to show up and be vulnerable and invite others to hold a completely non-judgmental space when someone else is showing up and sharing with you.
Because it's that fear of being disconnected. So whether it's abandoned or judged or feeling unsafe in some way,
yeah,
it's disconnection. The only other quick thing I want to add is that it takes courage, huge courage, to allow yourself to be this vulnerable. And I love in one of Brené Brown's books, her definition of courage is to speak the truth from your heart. Mm-hmm. And that's been my experience with wherever I feel really vulnerable, it's because I'm having the courage to speak the deepest truth of my heart.
Yeah, which comes from the original definition of courage.
The original, right.
Yeah. I think we're avoiding the topic that Tanya brought up.
Okay, I was just going to say, let's go. Let's dive in.
Let's go.
It might be a little vulnerable.
Since I always take the lead on sharing first.
Yeah, you go.
So I'm in Sedona, as you can see. I'm in my little retreat space, and I stayed after my Leading in Truth retreat and decided to just stay here and write for a week. And what I was writing about this morning was forgiveness. And specifically, I was writing the story of when my business partner and I split. And I was writing about this experience and how I came to this place of forgiveness within myself to then have forgiveness for her. And as soon as I wrote the chapter, I was like, I can't publish this. There's no way in hell I can publish this chapter. And it was just like all of a sudden all the shame came up again. And I actually wrote, I must write this to get rid of any last remnant of shame around this story. And it's not actually a dishonoring of her. It's actually an honoring of who she is that I'm writing this, because I have the utmost love and respect for this woman and what she taught me around self-love and self-care. But it's still like I'm sitting here just thinking about it. Like, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to need to go sage myself or go for a walk, because I'm still kind of stuck in that versus moving on to the next chapter. But yeah, that's what's alive for me and my vulnerability is that I had a very hard time talking about what actually happened with our relationship. It was very much behind closed doors.
Thanks for sharing.
Okay. I just want to take a minute just to say how I always honor your desire to dive in first and to share what's there. I love it.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So I'll share what's been vulnerable for me in the last month or so has been around this performance that I produced, created, directed, not knowing what I was doing and just saying, hey, it seems like a really good idea to do this live theater performance and bring together women who don't know each other and have them tell their deepest, most painful truths. Sure, why wouldn't that be fun? And it was really scary for me because I have a vision for this performance to be all across the country with all different performers, just inviting new groups of women to gather and go through this process of uncovering their story and finding the gift and sharing it in a really raw, vulnerable, powerful way. And so that feels like a big enough mission, because I see this reaching millions of people at some point. Somehow, I don't really know the how of it, but that's not any of my business. But there's the vulnerable piece, because standing up on stage telling my deepest stories isn't vulnerable enough, is the reason why. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I am so passionate about eradicating these shame stories. They're lies. All these stories that tell us that we're not good enough, there's something wrong with us, we can't possibly be seen, heard, loved, and accepted for who we are, because who we are is deeply flawed. It's a lie. But let me tell you where it gets anchored for so many of us is in our teenage years. And I have a teenage daughter, and I teach this stuff, and I still see her trapped in the lies. And I see all of her friends trapped in the lies, beautiful, talented, smart, funny kids hating themselves And that has to stop. And so my bigger vision is to somehow figure out how to bring this work from the theaters to the schools, to the kids, before these stories get anchored so deeply they need years or decades of therapy or coaching to come to that place of self-love and self-acceptance again. Get them before the hook is in too deep. And that's my vulnerability right now. So I would say if you think you're, if you have the thought, like, who am I to do this work? Like, how could I possibly make that kind of a difference? You're onto something.
Wow, Johanna, I'm really inspired, and we've had this conversation so many times. And can I share what I think was actually the most vulnerable part of putting on Pandora's Box?
Yeah. Which part?
I think what was most vulnerable is how you financed the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Before, you had, what, 20 registrations?
Yeah.
And like you were like, God, I'm trusting that you are wanting me to do this work. And it was just like you were so scared that only 20 people were going to show up. And then, of course, you know, you had a full house with over 200 people in the audience.
200 people in the house, yeah. Yeah, that was the, you know, my husband kept saying, God, you've got such balls. Like, really? Because so far it's been pretty fun and pretty easy. And even though I didn't know that I knew how to do this, I had some translatable skills. It was great. And then a week before the performance when I had to write that check with all those zeros at the end, I was like, oh, yeah, this is the edge. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so I really honor you for going for it and trusting despite everything that it took. And I don't think people really know behind the scenes of what it really takes to put on a performance or put on an event and to put your own checkbook on the line to support a dream and to support a vision. And so that really took something. And I think that was the thing that people need to hear. So yeah, thanks for allowing me to share what I thought was most vulnerable.
Well, and you're right, it was. It was the scariest part. And I just want to make a point here that, because one of my clients said, oh, I can't wait till I get to that place where I'm not afraid like you. And hold on. I'm terrified. I was shaking when I sent that money. And I was like physically sick to my stomach. So I don't think the fear ever goes away, and that's why it's vulnerable. You know, if it wasn't scary, it wouldn't be vulnerable, right?
Yep. Yep.
Everybody would be doing it.
Yeah. I'll jump in there because that's a big one for me and with the women I work with. And for me, the fear definitely never, ever goes away. But it's in how we relate to it. It's in how I relate to it, and that's been a big part of learning for me to be vulnerable. And I'm sitting here like, which vulnerability do you want to hear about? And I'm like, I don't really want to share that. That's probably the one. I'm totally in my. I'm in my vulnerability a lot, and this past week I've been like kind of swimming like in a pool of it, and it feels like I am in this space of, there's so many components to it, but in learning to really deeply trust myself in. I'm in a space of up-leveling in my business, and part of that is, and in my life, and I'm looking for a new place to live right now, and it is triggering the crap out of me and believing that I can up-level enough to land in the next home that is for me. And this is bringing up stuff with my relationship with my parents, with my relationship with myself, and ways that my parents have been supporting me. And these are like, there's a way that I have not been fully trusting myself, that like I can rely on me and not have this fallback. And it is, there's some way that it is calling on like the deepest like part of me, which is the most vulnerable. It's bringing up all this shame around like how I should have this figured out already, how this shouldn't be a thing for me. And it's also, I also know that that's the same place where my power is. And I've been literally in this place of like trying not to collapse under what feels like the pressure and the weight and the shame and the vulnerability part of it, and like seeing how can I lean into the fact that there is power in that place somewhere. I know it's there. I've been reaching out to you ladies. I've been like, help me. Like, I need help right now. This is, there's something that's being called on for me that, in the sense of like, can I really love myself this much? Can I really trust myself this much to like take this next leap? Which I have a feeling is going to be really amazing on the other side. But I'm not there yet. So I'm like totally, totally in it right now. And I've been navigating also, like, how much do I share? Like, how much, you know, I know that part of what I represent in my business and as a person is vulnerability. This bashful to bold, like, journey that everyone is on, but that it's on my mind, the front of my mind all the time. Like, how much do I come out and share, you know, publicly, like, when I'm in it? What's right? What's appropriate? Like, or what's, am I trying to go by the rules of what's appropriate, or am I just, am I hanging back because it's too hard for me? Is it going to be helpful to share? You know, these are just letting you in on my, like, inner thoughts of like when you're really in it, and as a leader in the like world that we are all in, this like coaching, this conscious coaching personal growth world, like how much do we actually share? And I'm well aware that sharing can be part of the deep healing, so that's a big question for me. And you ladies have just been like part of my core foundational team when I need to lean on someone around this.
I just want to say real quickly, and then Claire, you can go. What was just coming to me is you are sharing in a way that you're asking for help. And so, you know, I just got present to how much courage it takes for you to even ask us for help, you know, your sisters, and that is a form of the sharing that's healing. Is so many times we don't tell anyone and we keep it a secret and we think that we can do it all on our own instead of asking the people who are closest to us in our life to help and support us. So thanks for sharing with us. And thanks for sharing right here on this public forum.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I just really wanted to acknowledge you, Jess, because I know that what you just shared is real edge for you right now, real edge. And you live and breathe vulnerability. And since I've known you, like watching you grow into this person who can just be able to stand there and everything that's real for you and be that and share that is so powerful for other people to see. And I'm really proud of you for doing that here and now.
Thank you. Can I add one thing that you just reminded me of, which is that what's helped me practice vulnerability and do it over and over again, and in some ways it does get easier, and in some ways it's still so hard, is that it's more painful to stay in it. It's you get to the point where it's just, once you kind of have dabbled in like sharing, I think there was at some point along the way I crossed over the barrier of like, okay, I'm going to do this, the most terrifying thing I could ever do, and like say this thing out loud to some other human being. And then I started to get that it's actually more painful not to share. And we think it's going to be more painful to share, and it's really like the keeping things secret and hidden and in the dark is way more painful in the long run. Mm-hmm. So that's part of what I come back to every time I'm like, ugh! Coming back to the courage.
So true. Okay, my turn. And it's one of those. This was always something I found within our tribal truth calls, is that I would start off with like, "Oh, I'm going to share that," and then someone would share something like, "Oh no, I've got something to share around that," and then someone else would share something like, "Oh no, I've got something to share around that as well." I really resonate with a lot of what you ladies have shared, and Jess, I'm definitely there with you on that. Okay, which vulnerability should we choose today? Because there's a lot there. There's several, and it was interesting actually. I mentioned to you ladies earlier that because today's session was called Taking Off the Mask, I deliberately chose not to wear any makeup or anything for today's call. I wanted to show up as me raw. I wanted to physically take the mask off as well as emotionally, and. In terms of what's there for me at the moment, I resonated a lot with what both you, Jess, and you, Johanna, shared about the kind of the big picture and the up-leveling within my business. I mean, I'm in a really what would for most people be a really exciting point, and the point I think what most people think, yes, this is what I'm waiting for. Everything's starting to happen. We've got some clients who are just unbelievably excited about the work we're doing together and so grateful, and all these great opportunities keep coming out of the woodwork. I have no idea where they're coming from. I'm in the process of launching 4 new websites. I'm rebuilding my website myself from scratch, and I have this, I keep getting reflected back to me from people in my day-to-day life how amazing I am and how I'm doing all these great stuff and how I'm so successful and I'm having all this great, and I've always got it so together, and they love everything I put out. And it's really hard not to let that pressure get to you in terms of the fear of putting something new out, the fear of stepping to that next level of going, this is going to get big. Like, and Johanna, I resonated with what you were saying about, like, I know how unbelievably the work I do with women and with men transforms their lives and relationships, and how it's transformed my life and my relationship. This is not something, probably one of the most vulnerable things I could share right now, is that this work that I do with other people, I know it because I've lived it. I've needed to step into that in order to create the kind of relationship I wanted to, and I was in risk of losing at one point because I wasn't walking it. And the reason I'm able to share stuff that really helps people is because I've been going through it myself. I've been walking it, and I've been needing to step into that vulnerability in my intimate relationships. I know how needed this is. I know how many people struggle so badly with the relationships in their lives, and the what I have to share has the ability to make so many people's lives so much easier. And yet there's a part of me is like, but it's safe over here. What I'm doing right now, it's safe and it's comfortable and I know it, and it's all good. There's nothing that will stop me from letting things go, but the vulnerable share is that there is a piece of me that's wanting to stay small. I remember Brené Brown actually sharing, I think it was in her second talk when someone said she was the worst vulnerability role model ever because she was so afraid of how vulnerable she'd been. Like, she had no contingency plan for 4 million people watching her video. And there was a part of her that was really acting to stay small because small is safe. And there's a part of me that is afraid of that step into the big unknown. But there is a bigger part of me that knows what I have to share is so important that it's worth taking that step.
Yes, it is.
Yay, Claire.
So glad that you just shared that, and it was just a perfect wrap-up as we're coming up on our time today. And, wow, I acknowledge all three of you for actually going there because it's so easy to just talk about vulnerability, but to actually demonstrate it. But, you know, that's what we do with embodied leadership is we walk the walk, right, ladies?
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
Can I add one really, really quick thing? Claire, what you said that you're walking the walk, you know this because you did it for yourself, that's true for all four of us. Mm-hmm. The work that we all do in the world is so potent and powerful because we got to practice on ourselves.
And we're still practicing.
And we're still practicing on ourselves.
Day by day by day.
Not that.
Minute by minute sometimes.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, ladies, for getting vulnerable, taking off the mask with me. And we have this conversation about leading in truth. Every Tuesday, you can go to tribal-truth.com/conversations, and we have them all there, all the recordings, and then all the ones that are to come, so you can see who's coming up next to join me on these deep conversations about truth. And oh, I love you three, are so special, so dear to me, and I'm glad that we got to take off masks together. So thank you everyone for watching today, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.